Eminent domain is being used to stop a local church? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm calling in regards to my cousin, and they're getting ready to the eminent domain thing.
What you understand right now is they are going to utilize eminent domain to remove the church out of the community, and what are they going to be putting there?
Putting like a shopping mall.
Well, see, if it was a school or a church or a hospital, that's what public use has done, or if it's an area that's drug infested and the city's trying to clean it up, that's one thing. But taking out the church and converting it to a shopping center is exactly what Justice O'Connor said is going to happen. And here's the reason why it's happening, Michael, and I, you know, obviously we got to get the facts of your cousin's situation. I'm going to put you on hold in a minute, and I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff here at the ACLJ and get you some help. Let me tell you why it's going on. Churches don't pay property taxes, and there's a reason they don't. It was thought that a church gives more back to the community than the property taxes would ever be worth to the city.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.